See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught four essential principles which, when applied in spiritual life, help the devotee tremendously. When we hear principle, what do you mean, what do we mean with this? For some of us, this is very abstract. Principle, okay, we have heard that some people live by principles, but what does this really mean for my life? My dear devotees, if you connect your life with a principle, this principle is like a strength, you could say, an additional power which you invite in your life and which begins to act in your life.
Dragi moji bhakti, ako živite po principu, onda je to nešto što vam daje snagu, nešto što će donijeti moć u vaš život.
Principle have to do a lot with dharma.
Principi su jako povezani sa dharmom.
A dharma, if you live by dharma, the dharma will carry you and protect you in your life.
Ako živite po dharmi, ona će vas i pronijeti i zaštititi u vašem životu.
If you do not follow a principle, then the principle will act against you. Once there was an American ship with 50 or 70 airplanes on top going home or driving home to Boston Harbor.
Morska baza na kojoj je imalo 50 ili 70 aviona koji su putovali natrag u njihovu luku.
Yes, this ship was you know 1 kilometer long. It is this huge battleship.
I taj brod, ta baza je bio veliki bojni brod, imao je i bio jako dugačak, imao je oko kilometar.
It was night.
Bila je noć.
They saw before them a fishing boat fishing. And they immediately gave information, please get out of the way, here comes the battleship Hornblower. And the little ship moored back, you get out of the way. I mean, the lieutenant was very disturbed. He said, by international rights, you have to get out of the way, because it's much easier for you to get out of the way. Just to change our course is an operation which implies 100 little steps, and it costs a lot of money.
I taj pukovnik na tom brodu je postao jako uznemiren, da je rekao prema međunarodnom zakonu ti treba da se pomjeriš, jer mi da smo promijenili svoj kurs, potrebno je da primijenimo nekih 100 operacija koje su trebaju puno vremena i jako su skupi.
Just 30 meters to the left, all right.
Samo 30 metara, lijevo ili desno.
The information came back, you better get out of the way fast. The lieutenant didn't know what to do. He awoke the sleeping captain and told him of the problem. What should we do? Should we just sink the boat? And the captain said, here is Hornblower, from the battleship Hornblower, you have to get out of the way, don't be mental, just 30 meters to the left, my last order. Move or sink. And then the mosque, and then the signal came back, here's your light tower. you better get out of the way. Otherwise you run on the land and this is the end of Hornblower.
I onda je natrag i došla poruka, ovdje svjetionik i ti bolje ti da se pomjeriš u stranu, inače ćeš udat preko kopne, gotovo s tobom.
Principles are immovable, like the lightning house.
Principi su postojani, dakle ne mijenjaju se baš poput ovog svjetionika.
You cannot ignore them.
Ne možete ih ignorisati.
It's better to live by them.
So
today we hear about the principle of tolerance, or forbearance. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose through a very exalted of his associate Haridas Thakur.
I taj princip je Čeznija Mahaprabhu poučavao kroz jednog svog jako uzvišenog baha, Haridas Thakura.
Prabhupada gives a very interesting definition of tolerance, of forbearance.
I Prabhupada daje jako interesantnu definiciju tolerancije, odnosno trpeljivosti.
He says tolerance means that one should be practiced to bear the insult and dishonor from others.
I Prabhupada kaže da bi osoba bila, da biti tolerantan znači da osoba treba da bude istrenirana u tome da trpi kao uvrede od drugih osoba.
You need to practice it.
Dakle, morate da to praktikujete.
Like you need to practice push-ups.
Isto kao što morate i sklekove da praktikujete.
If I would ask you to do 50 push-ups, you would maybe be able to do 7.5, because you're not so practiced in it.
I kad biste ja sada zamolio da napraviš ovdje 50 sklekova, ti mi napravi možda 7.5, zato što nisi trenirani.
If we ask this young man to our left to do 50 push-ups, he would do 100 and still smile at us. He's even smiling now. Without push-ups. Because he is practiced in the arts of push-ups.
Zato što je on praktikovao tu umjetnost klekova.
And many, many other arts.
I mnoge druge umjetnosti.
So, you should be practiced to bear the insults and dishonor from others. This is what tolerance means.
Dakle, morate da praktikujete to da tolerišete uvrede i od drugih osoba.
Another definition of tolerance is that you should practice to remain satisfied when your desires are frustrated.
Druga definicija tolerancije je da treba da ostanete zadovoljni čak i kad vaše želje nisu ispunjene.
Prabhupada says, it's actually a verse, one who is satisfied by what is attained through destiny is fit for liberation.
Prabhupada citira ovaj stih da osoba koja je zadovoljna s onim što mu donese sudbina je je dobar pacijent za oslobođenje.
If a person
Nityananda
Kari, you are giving an interpretation, not a translation. It is said a brahmana who is satisfied with whatever he gets by destiny.
Dakle, brahmana koji je zadovoljan sa svim onim što mu donosi sudbina.
He gets enlightened with spiritual power.
On biva prosvjetljen sa duhovnom moći.
But someone who is dissatisfied, even if he is a brahmana.
Ali neko ko je nezadovoljan, čak i ako je brahmana.
He loses all his spiritual power, just like fire gets extinguished if you pour water on it.
On gubi svu svoju duhovnu moć, baš kao što vatra biva ugašena kada na nju izlijemo vodu.
I have seen devotees who are for a long time dissatisfied with their lives, have no spiritual power.
Ja sam to vidio u praksi da bhakti koji su dugo vremena proveli nezadovoljni, oni nemaju duhovnu moć.
It's very dangerous to be dissatisfied.
Jako je opasno biti nezadovoljan.
It eats your duhovna snaga.
I to naprosto jede vašu duhovnu snagu.
There are sometimes we see young members of Krishna consciousness when their girlfriend leaves them, they feel like leaving everything behind.
I ponekad vidimo neke naše mlađe članove pokreta svjesni Krišni koji kada ih recimo ostavi njihova djevojka, oni osjećaju kao da je sve napustilo.
But we see also older members, if they are dissatisfied for a long time, they just have dark faces.
Al čak vidimo neke starije članove koji ako su dugo nezadovoljni, oni samo hode unaokolo sa mračnim licima.
It's better to practice the art of tolerance than to get a dark face and a dark heart.
I mnogo je bolje praktikovati toleranciju nego hodati sa tamnim licem i tamnim srcem.
There are many things in life which we can absolutely not change.
Ima jako puno stvari u životu koje uopće ne možemo promijeniti.
Be happy. This sounds revolutionary. usually we hear, well, when there's something which doesn't work out, I'm depressed. This is what a materialist does. A spiritualist understands, maybe there's a higher plan.
Međutim, duhovnjaci razumiju, pa možda ima neki viši plan.
Let me find, and my plan didn't work out, now let me find out what is Krishna's plan.
A moj plan možda nije uspio, ali ajde da vidim koji je to Krishnin plan.
If you allow dissatisfaction because your plans were disturbed to rule your heart, say goodbye to Krishna consciousness.
I ako dopustite da to uznemirenje, to nezadovoljstvo, da upravlja sa vašim srcem, onda recite zbogom vaše svjesnosti Krišne.
Another thing, dimension of tolerance is, very often we are not honored the way we want to be honored by others.
Još jedna druga strana tolerancije je ta da se dešava da ponekad ne dobijamo poštovanje koje očekujemo da dobijemo.
Yes, and someone might say that we are ugly, or we smell from the mouth, or we are not successful, and we immediately become very hurt and full of plans for revenge.
I ponekad nam neko možda kaže da smo ružni, ili da nam smrdi iz usta, ili da nismo baš uspješni koliko smo željeli da budemo. I odmah nas to jako povrijedi i odmah pravimo neke planove za osvet.
Sometimes even when our guru says to us, you need to correct something. What? I didn't pay you for telling me this.
Ponekad se čak i dešava to da kad nam guru kaže, pa mislim da bi to trebalo da promijeniš, nam je odmah ono, šta? Pa nisam te platio za to da mi govoriš.
You don't get your prasadam for telling me this. We are insecure people in Kali Yuga, and if someone doesn't praise us, we are more insecure and sometimes nasty. If you want to advance, you have to forgive others.
Ako želite da napredujete, onda morate oprostiti drugima.
If you don't forgive others, you will keep the hurt in your heart.
Ako im ne oprostite, onda ćete tu bol, tu povrijeđenost držati u srcu.
The moment you forgive, you let go of the hurt.
I u trenutku kada oprostite, ta bol će otići.
It is even said that the moment you forgive, on a chemical level, there is one chemical in the brain called serotonin, and it just goes through your whole organism and cures you.
Čak je rečeno da u trenutku kada oprostimo nekome, da se u mozgu stvara jedna specijalna supstanca serotonin koji odmah ide po cijelom tijelu i liječi ga.
If you don't forgive, you have this bitterness in your heart.
Ako ne oprostite, onda imate tu gorčinu u srcu.
And you can carry it, this bitterness, into your grave.
I čak možete ponijeti tu svoju gorčinu sa sobom u grob.
However, you will not live a very nice life, because the person you're bitter with doesn't care a bit that you are bitter on him.
Zato što osoba na prema kojoj osjećate tu gorčinu uopšte nije briga za to.
Being bitter and thinking this is now I get my revenge at another person is as foolish as to think that by drinking a glass of poison the other person will suffer and I will prosper.
Ako osjećamo tu gorčinu prema nekome i onda razmišljamo na taj način, sad ću se ja osvetiti na nekoj drugoj osobi. To je isto tako budalasto kao da popijemo čašu otrova misleći da će se neka druga osoba otrovati.
So, the important lessons here are, let us practice tolerance.
I važna lekcija je ovdje ta, da trebamo da praktikujemo toleranciju.
After all, the world is not under our control.
Thank you. Voila.
Let us in this way become fit candidates for liberation. And let us especially practice tolerance in regards to others' mistakes towards us.
I ajde da praktikujemo tu toleranciju kada se radi o nekim tuđim greškama u odnosu na nas same.
And let us practice forgiveness when we are hurt.
I ajde da praktikujemo oproštenje kada smo mi povrijeđeni.
Now the example who teaches us all these wonderful qualities is Srila Haridas Thakur.
I primjer koji nas na najbolji način podučava ovim poentama je Srila Haridas Thakur.
I pray to Haridas Thakur that I become empowered by him to speak properly about him. And we will see. I wanted to first of all chant a few prayers to Haridas Thakur with all of you.
Prvo sam želio da otpijemo neke molitve Haridas Thakur sa svima vama.
No, actually we do it afterwards. Afterwards. It is described that the demigods desire the touch of Haridas. And Ganga Devi waits for the moment when Haridas takes a bath in her waters. It is also said that anyone who touches just Haridas gets immediately liberated from karmic bondage from time immemorial.
I kaže se da osoba koja samo dotakne Haridas Thakura da biva oslobođena od svih grijeha koje je nakupilo od davnih vremena.
So we will all now try to touch Haridas with our ears and heart.
Sada ćemo svi pokušati da dotaknemo Haridasa sa našim ušima i srcima.
By hearing attentively about his glories, we will be cut away from material existence. After this, you will all be liberated souls. Haridas had such an amount of forbearance and tolerance that my words almost stop in trying to explain them.
I Haridas Thakur je imao tako puno tolerancije i trpeljivosti u sebi da moje riječi skoro da više prestaju da idu, pokušaju da ih opišem.
Everywhere he went, people didn't like him.
Gdje god da je išao, ljudi ga uopšte nisu voljeli.
Except for the devotees.
Osim Bhakta.
And the simple people.
I jednostavnih ljudi.
He was born in a Muslim family, but because he chanted all day, the Muslim hated him. He was not born in a Brahmin family, but because he chanted all day mantras, the Brahmanas hated him.
On nije bio uopšte rođen u brahmanskoj porodici, ali zato što je po cijeli dan mantrao mantre, brahmani su ga naprosto mrzili.
But he was not disturbed, although so many people hated him.
Ali on nije bio uopšte uznemiren, iako ga je toliko puno ljudi mrzilo.
He lived in the kingdom of ecstasy.
On je živio u kraljevstvu ekstaze.
He would walk on the Ganga and chant Krishna, Krishna.
On je tako hodao po Gangi i govorio Krishna.
Naši dragi gospodin.
On naš dragi gospodin.
He would cry.
Plakao je.
In his ecstasy he would sometimes change the color of his body.
I ponekad bi od ekstaze čak promijenila se boja njegovog tijela.
He became green.
Postao bi zelen.
From ecstasy.
Od ekstaze.
It must look wonderful.
Prekrasno izgleda.
He would sleep maybe for 2 hours. When he saw someone, he would go to him and say, brother, and embrace him. And embrace him. And anyone who met Haridas became happy like they never had been before. Soon the people in the area who were simple were just loving Haridas more than their own child.
I uskoro svi ljudi, svi jednostavni ljudi koji su živjeli u tom kraju su voljeli Haridasa više nego sopstvenu djecu.
And my dear devotees, he was like a child.
I moji dragi bhakte, on je bio poput djeteta.
He only said Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, chanted and cried and was just laughing with happiness.
I on je samo govorio Krishna, Krishna, i samo je plakao i pjevao.
One day it happened that one envious Qazi, he's like a judge, Muslim judge, informed the king that this Haridas is spoiling all your people. He's making them Hindus by his charming qualities. We have to do something against this revolutionary.
I jednog dana se desilo to da je jedna zavidna osoba, to je bio Qazi, on je bio jedan muslimanski sudija, je otišao do kralja i obavijestio ga, i on ima taj Haridas, on upropaštava tvoj narod, on svi pretvara u Hinduse sa tim svojim mantrama i svojim lijepim osobinama.
The king said, bring him here, I want to see him.
I da kralj rekao, doved ga ovdje, želim da ga vidim.
The Qazi took 10 or 12 soldiers who were armed with spears and swords, and they jumped before Haridas and said, stop, and they had their lances on his throat.
Jednog dana on je uzeo sa 10 ili 12 vojnika koji su bili naoružani sa mačevima i sa kopljima, i onda su oni došli i skočili pred Haridasa i stavili mu podrast.
Come to the court of the Muslim ruler now.
Sada brzo dolazi u sudnicu ovoga muslimanskog vladara.
Haridas knew what this meant.
Haridas je znao šta to znači.
No one who went to the king's court came back alive.
Niko ko bi otišao u tu sudnicu ne bi se vratio živ.
Mostly after being tortured, they would be slaughtered.
Obično se dešavalo to da su ih mučili i nakon toga pogubili.
But he was not afraid.
Ali on se nije bojao.
He said, Hari Bol! Let's go! So, just before the palace of the king, there was a prison.
I baš ispred te kraljevske palače se nalazio zatvor.
One prisoner could see that they brought the faultless Haridas, who was chanting like always.
Jedan od zatvorenika je vidio kroz prozor kako dovodi bezgrešnog Haridasa koji je gdje pjeva mantra.
And he informed the other prisoners, and all the prisoners came to the guards and said, please, on his way to the palace, let Haridas just walk one time through the prison.
I onda je taj zatvorenik obavijestio sve ostale zatvorenike koji su svi zajedno došli do stražara, i onda su oni zamoli, ajde molim te kad budete vodili Haridasa, nek on samo prođe jedan krug ovdje kroz.
All these prisoners were good people, that's why they were in prison.
I svi ti zatvorenici su stvari bili dobri ljudi i to je bio razlog zašto su bili zatvoreni.
They were pious and religious.
Oni su bili pobožni i religiozni.
And when they saw Haridas who was brought there, they cried with love, oh Haridas, our eyes are now perfect and we don't feel any misery because we have seen you.
I oni kada su vidjeli Haridas, oni su odmah počeli plakati i rekli su, oh Haridas, počeli su plakati od ljubavi. Oni su rekli, oh Haridas, mi kada te vidimo, samo...
Please bless us. It's maliteško to be in that prison.
Na naše su oči postale savršene. I oni rekli, molim te, blagoslovi nas, nama je ovdje teško.
So Haridas said, listen very carefully as I pronounce my blessing. May you always stay like this. They all got long faces in disappointment. They had expected like a blessing. May you get love for Krishna. May you soon be free. May you be spiritually fulfilled. But Haridas said, may you stay like this. They said, oh Haridas, what kind of blessing have you given us today? Haridas smiled and he said, I didn't say you should stay in prison. Please think deeply. Now you are very eager for Krishna. I said, may you stay eager like this. When you are out of trouble, you think, polako, polako. Haridas Thakur wanted them to remain Krishna conscious. Queen Kunti had prayed, may I always remain in difficulties because then I can remember you better. And by remembering you, I'm out of difficulties. Even if there are so many difficulties around me. So Haridas, he understood. He said, don't worry, in 3 or 4 days you will be free, but don't forget Krishna. And he started an ecstatic kirtan in prison. Then the guard said, come now. You will soon no longer sing. You will sing a different tune. No more torture, please. This will be your melody. So they brought him to the king. The king immediately saw this is a very special person. And with great respect he said, my dear Haridas, you are born a Muslim, but why do you act now like a Hindu and just chant this mantra, Ari Krishna, Ari Krishna? They can't say it so nicely. They may say Ari Krishna or so. You are from a high family. But you live like a low class Hindu. Haridas heard very patiently, but then all of a sudden he started to he was very jolly. He said, today I have seen the power of Maya. You actually think there's Hinduism in the Islam. What Maya? You think there is a Hindu god and an Islam god? What Maya? How powerful Maya is. There is only one God who inspires all of us in a different way. He inspires you to follow the Quran and he inspires me to follow the Vedas.
On inspiriše tebe da slijediš Kurana, mene inspiriše da slijedim Vede.
If I become envious on you, we are hurting God.
Ako ja postanem zavidan na sebe, onda ćemo da povrijedimo Boga.
It's not me, it's him who gave the order chant.
Nisam ja, nego je on taj koji mi je dao naredbu da pjevam.
The king was enlightened.
I kralj je bio prosvjetljen.
You know, Haridas was so powerful. When he spoke like this, he cut the Maya right away.
I kada je govorio na ovaj način, on je samo osjekao Maju.
See, when a true saint speaks to us, it does something in our heart.
Vidite, kada istinski svetac nam kaže nešto, to ima jako veliki efekt na naše srce.
It is spiritual therapy.
To je duhovna terapija.
We may not understand what happens, but the Maya is going away.
Mi možda ne razumijemo šta se tu događa, ali Maya odlazi.
The king said to the judge, to the kazi, it's all right what he says.
Da je taj kralj rekao tom sudi i kazi, ovo je u redu što on govori.
I also believe it.
Ja vjerujem u to.
The kazi put us, don't become influenced. He was a real demon. Yeah. And then he went like counseling. And then the king said, to the Kazi, and then he said, Haridas, at least can't you preach from the Quran? You are very good. I can see you are a spiritualist.
Vidim da si duhovna osoba.
You are like our Sufi masters and very good. Just preach on the basis of Quran.
Samo probaj da propovijedaš na osnovu Kurana.
Then I can protect you.
I onda te mogu zaštititi.
But if you continue with this, Hare Krishna.
Ali ako nastaviš sa tim svojim Hare Krishna, odi glavu.
Harida said, but I can't stop chanting. Even if you cut my body in 1,000 pieces, I will continue to chant it. It's just chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sadhu Darshan, we only need one mosquito to sting us, and then we go like, where's a lemon and where is a mosquito? Protection and ointment, you know, and we become all mental. Haridas said, you can cut my body in 1,000 pieces and I will continue chanting. I can't stop. See the difference.
Kako to Srbi groza i odmah nas to prekida u mantrani. Al Haridas je rekao, čak i ako mi sjećaš u 1000 komada, neću prestati.
And now the king went into his false ego.
I sada je kralj podigao svoj moć.
That was too much.
To je bilo previše.
He had tried to be a gentleman.
No, on je pokušao da bude
gentleman. He just turned to the Kazi and said, what should we do with this animal?
I onda se samo okrenuo Kazi i rekao, šta da radimo s ovom životinjom?
Kazi went. Yes, Nam, I have thought about this earlier. I told you he's dangerous. I think we should give him the most heavy punishment just so that no one will start chanting here.
Mislim da smo ga trebali kazniti na najteži način, da niko ne bi više pokušao da pjeva te mantre.
We should bring him to 24 marketplaces.
Trebamo ga odvesti na 24 tržnice.
We should have our heavy guards who beat him.
I trebamo dovesti ove naše snažne čuvare koji ga...
Everyone should see what happens to someone who becomes a Hindu, your majesty.
Pa vaše veličanstvo, svi treba da vide šta se događa onome ko postane Hindu.
And they brought Haridas.
I onda su poveli Haridase.
Then they started to beat him.
I onda su počeli da ga tuku.
There are two types of Muslim beating. One is just with this hand.
Postoje dvije vrste udaranja na muslimanski način. Jedan je ovako samo sa.
This is not so painful.
I to nije tako bolno.
But the other is like. Then, five, and you are dead. Or if you are Bali, maybe. No, we don't want to think of Bali. Bali is our saint. We cannot think of this. But normal people, it means killing to tell someone the open beating, not the small beating.
Znači, ta vrsta to sa velikim zamahom, taj udarac, to zaista znači smrt za obične ljude.
When the people saw how these gangsters were beating on Haridas Thakur, they were stopping the guards and said, don't do it, and they cried.
Kada su ljudi vidjeli te čuvare kako tuku Haridasa, oni su počeli da plaču i da ih drže za tijelo i govori, molim te, nemoj ih tući.
Don't you have any eyes? Don't you see he is a saint?
Jer ne imate oči, jer ne vidite da je on svetac.
Some said, you take my house, my home, my land, everything, but stop beating Haridas, please.
Neki su govorili, evo uzmi moju kuću, moju zemlju, uzmi sve, samo prestane da tučeš Haridasa.
Another said, beat me.
Drugi su čak govorili, pa tuci mene.
I'm a rascal, I have stolen yesterday.
Ja sam rascal, ja sam jučer krao.
Beat me, not Haridas. He's so much better than me.
Tuci mene, nemoj Haridas, on je puno bolji od mene.
But the guard said, get out of the way.
Ali stražar sam govorio, pa sklanjali se.
And then they were beating and beating and beating.
I onda su ga samo tukli i tukli.
What was Haridas doing?
A šta je za to vrijeme radio Haridas?
Did he say, why me? I'm a saint. I'm a devotee.
Pa zašto ja? Ja sam svetac, ja sam bhakta.
Did he say, Krishna, stop the beating?
Da li je rekao Krishna, zaustavi ovu udaranju?
Did he scream?
Da li je vrištao?
Did he bleed?
Da li je molio?
What was with Haridas?
Šta je bilo s Haridasom?
Haridas was singing and dancing as if he would be on street sankirtan.
Haridas je samo pjevao i plesao kao da se nalazi na uličnom sankirtanu.
He was just happily dancing and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He was just totally in ecstasy. It seemed he didn't even notice that someone was beating him. Finally, after 24 marketplaces, the guard said, you are not an ordinary human being. What are you?
Nakon te 24 tržnice ti su stražari rekli, pa ti nisi obično živo biće, šta si ti?
When we were beating you, you just smiled at us.
Dok smo te tukli, ti si nas samo smiješio.
Harida said, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Then they said, please, if we can't kill you, we will be killed. The king will not smile at us like you smile at us. Oh, then Arya said, Ishviniti, if I'm creating any problem for you, bang, and he fell down on the ground unconscious. So they said, what was this? And the people said, yes, 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 he is a saint. But now, so the guards took Haridas' body and threw the body, brought it to the palace and threw it before the door of the palace.
I da su oni uzeli to tijelo Haridasa i donijeli ga ispred palače od kralja.
And then they ran.
I onda su pobjeli.
they had knocked, and the Qazi came out and he saw the body, but they were gone already. They were getting afraid. The Qazi brought the king. The king said, "Okay, are you now satisfied, Qazi?" He had tears in his eyes. Now we can burn him, huh? The Qazi said, "No! Only good Muslims can be burned." Then the king said, "Okay, then let us throw him in the Ganga." The Brahmana said, "No! Only good Hindus can be brought into the buried in the Ganga." Oh, I'm sorry. The king said, after it was clear one couldn't bury him in a good Muslim way, he said he had another idea. He said, okay, then let us burn him the Hindu way. But the Brahmana said, he is not a proper Hindu. He is a Muslim. He cannot contaminate the sacred fire with his dirty body. And the king, he felt it was getting too much. He said, then the Qazi said, let us throw him like garbage into the Ganga. So then they got another group of soldiers. But when the soldiers tried to lift Haridas Thakur up, he was as heavy as a mountain and could not be moved because the Lord was sitting in his heart.
I onda su doveli grupu stražara koji su pokušali da podignu tijelo od Haridasa, međutim nisu to uspjeli, on je bio težak poput planine i to je bilo zbog toga što je gospodin sjedio u njegovom srcu.
And again the soldiers were highly afraid. What have we done? This is a saint.
I onda su se stražari opet jako uplašili i pitali su ga, pa šta smo uradili, ovo je svetac.
Not even with 50 people we can lift his skinny body. God must be in him.
I onda su pomislili, pa čak ni 50 ljudi ne može da podigne njegovo mršavo tijelo. I on mora da je gospodin u njemu.
Then by Harida's mystic potency he became light and they threw him in the Ganga.
I onda je Haridas pomoću svojih mističnih moći, on je napravio svoje tijelo laganim i onda su ga ponijeli i bacili u Gangu.
And he floated in the Ganga.
I onda je plutao na Gangi.
Finally he woke up.
Se
do you know what he said? Hare Krishna! And he went to the Ganga. And he immediately decided to go to the king. He was not afraid. Hare Krishna. He went to the king. The king heard, there is this saint on your palace door, your majesty, what should we do with him? The king said, oh no, and he personally ran down. He said, oh Haridas, please excuse me. I was in Maya. I heard a saint. Now I will burn in hell. Can you forgive me? Haridas just smiled. Do you know what he said to him? Hare Krishna! And then the king said, Haridas, you can go anywhere and everywhere in my kingdom. You can preach, you can sing, do what you want. And Kati, do not ever spoil my innocent mind again. A little later, all the executioners had died, and the Kati also.
Vaishnava apparat.
The Vaishnava may forgive, but Krishna.
Vaishnava može oprostiti, ali Krishna
teško. So, Haridas went to another place. And he decided to chant now from morning till evening, only chanting 172
rounds.
He was now getting deeply into the, I mean, he was always deeply in the holy name, but this is where he started to chant his incredible, number of rounds. Some brahmanas came by.
They
said, please for a moment stop and answer a question. You know, it says someone who is protected, who is doing bhakti is protected by the Lord, but why were you beaten? We cannot understand. Krishna says in the Gita, he protects his devotees. Why did this happen to you? Please listen to Haridas' answer. First of all, are you also interested to hear why? How did he reflect about this? You know, sometimes we also feel, I'm a devotee, but I had to go to the dentist. Why? Lalita Priya smiles because she has seen heroes becoming weak in her clinic. This was done to me. Why? I'm a devotee. I'm a good devotee. I chant 12 rounds. And I say I chant 16. I'm good. Listen to Haridas' answer and then you will know what is Haridas. He said, I'm a great Nam Aparadi. I heard so much blasphemy against Krishna and the holy name that I had to suffer. The brahmanas went, Haridas, then what are we? You are great souls. The Lord loves you. But I am born a Muslim. See, you can let us go back to Prabhupada's definition of what is tolerance. Tolerance means that one should be practiced to bear the insults and dishonor from others. Haridas was attacked and he thought, I deserve much worse. This was nothing. My dear devotees, what type of faith Haridas must have had? The Lord has only given me so little, I should have had much more. He is so kind to me. And nothing is wrong with me. when something little happens in our life, you know, we are always so disturbed.
Kad nam se nešto malo desi u životu, mi smo uvijek tako jako uznemireni.
I have seen devotees when you look, maybe sometimes not in a smiling way, they write a letter to you, why did you look so heavily on me? What is wrong with you?
Ponekad mi se dešavalo to da kada pogledam neke bakte, a nemam nasmiješeno lice, onda mi napišu pismo i pitaju, zašto si me onako strogo gleda?
What is wrong with us?
Šta je to loše sa nama?
Why can't we tolerate even a mosquito in our room?
Zašto ne možemo tolerirati čak i malog komarca u našoj sobi?
I mean, as long as he doesn't attack. Yes. My dear devotees, there's one verse which you must learn by heart. Tatenukampam susamikshamano bunyanaivatmakritam vipakam hitvakvapurbir namas sajivita mukti sada sadaya bhak. I also have to learn it by heart. This verse says, someone who understands that the miseries which he suffers are due to his own bad karma.
I taj stih kaže da osoba koja shvata da sve nevolje kroz koje prolazi da su samo zbog njene loše karme.
And who doesn't leave his Lord.
I koji ne napušta svog gospodina.
But who carries on worshipping him with body, mind and words.
Ali koji nastavlja da ga obožava s tijelom, umom i riječima.
He is the candidate for liberation.
On je kandidat za oslobođenje.
Mandikini, before you can become totally happy, you have to learn to tolerate.
Mandikini, prije nego što postaneš potpuno sretan, moraš naučiti da tolerišeš.
This is the rule.
I to je pravilo.
And not only Mandakini, I mean, Mandakini is already tolerating even me, pointing out in the lecture, it's not fair to call someone by name, it will be an internet. We all must tolerate. Not only our saintly Mandakini. Yes, we have to learn this to become really uplifted on the spiritual platform. I still remember when Prabhupada was in his last days and had a swelling, he was powdered with white powder. To reduce the swelling. Prabhupada at that moment laughed and laughed and he said, now I look like Lord Shiva. He tolerated even death. There's a Christian prayer. My Lord, give me the power to tolerate what I can't change. It's a good prayer. Prabhupada said, someone who is tolerant, to be tolerant in the face of difficulties means you follow the guideline which brings you back home, back to Godhead.
I Prabhupada je govorio da ako ste u stanju da tolerišete se nevolje koje vam dolaze, onda ste na putu koji vodi nazad kući Bogu.
Much later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Haridas.
I mnogo kasnije Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je pozvao Haridasa.
And revealed his divine opulence to him.
I razotkrio mu svoje božansko obilje.
He had tears of love in his eyes.
I u očima imao suze ljubavi.
He said, Haridas, you are the best devotee.
Ja rekao, Haridas, ti si najbolji bhakta.
Anyone who even says Haridas, he purchases me.
I svako ko samo kaže Haridas, on me odmah kupio.
Let us please say Haridas. Haridas! 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 Haribol, you like waves in an ocean, you chant so nicely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes purchased by you. Yes, he said, Haridas, I cannot understand you. Do you remember when they were beating you on the marketplace? No, Haridas, there was nothing, said Haridas, no problem. No, at that time I had not yet appeared. But I saw you from Vaikuntha. And I came with my Sudarshan chakra to finish all the nitkovs. But because of you, I couldn't do anything. Because you were praying, oh my dear Lord, please protect the gods. Let them not suffer any consequence from beating me.
Zato što se ti moli, o moj dragi gospodine, molim te zaštiti ih od svih tih posljedica zato što me tuku.
I forgive them.
Ja sam im oprostio.
Please forgive them also.
Molim te i ti im oprosti.
I request you, they are good people.
Ja te molim, oni su dobri ljudi.
Some wrong information is there.
Imaju neke pogrešne informacije.
They don't know your glory.
A oni ne poznaju tvoje slave.
And they feel threatened by me.
I oni osjećaju prijetnju od mene.
This is only some wrong information.
To su samo neke pogrešne informacije.
Do you remember your prayers?
Da li se sjećaš tvojih molitvi?
Haridas said, yes, to je ništa, to je ništa.
Da je Haridas rekao, da, ali to je ništa.
And Mahaprabhu said, I didn't know what to do with you.
Mahaprabhu je rekao, pa nisam znao šta da radim.
Finally, I decided I would jump in between you and the gods, and I took all the beatings on my back.
I onda sam se sjetio da ću doći između tebe i tih stražara i da ću ja primiti na svoje tijelo sve te udarce.
And then the Lord said, I'm not lying.
On je gospodin rekao, ja ne lažem.
And he turned his beautiful back, and there everyone could see bleeding stripes, you know, this.
I onda se gospodin okrenuo i na njegovom leđima se mogli vidjeti te krvave ožiljke.
The Lord personally opened his chadars and showed how he had protected his devotee.
I onda je gospodin lično sklonio svoj čadar i pokazao kako je zaštitio svog bhakta.
We have so much to learn from this.
Imamo tako puno da naučimo iz ovoga.
But let us be careful. Let us not try to imitate Haridas. When can you be tolerant?
Kad možemo biti tolerantni?
When can you forgive?
Kad možemo oprostiti?
Only when you have Krishna in your heart.
Jedino kada imamo Krishnu u srcu.
Someone who is absorbed in the personality of Godhead remains peaceful. Even when such a person is attacked by all sorts of danger, he can tolerate it. You have to be absorbed, my dear devotees.
Morate biti apsorbirani, moj dragi bhakti.
Then the Bhagavatam says you become like a mountain which is sometimes sprayed by heavy monsoon rains.
Bhagavatam kaže da onda postajete baš poput planine na koju pada teška monsunska kiša.
The mountain is not disturbed.
I to ne uznemirava uopšte tu planinu.
I was thinking of this when I was with some devotees at the Adriatic Sea when there was a storm.
Ja sam razmišljao o ovome kada sam bio na Jadranskom moru sa nekim baktama i za vrijeme oluje.
We stood like little children on the rock.
I mi smo poput male djece stajali na nekim stenama.
And wave after wave came. And it was sometimes the water was jumping up. Like Olympia record, you know, really high. It was really high. Olympia record. Olympijska record, yes. Maybe 4 meters, 5 meters. Like a house. But the rock was not disturbed. And we decided to also not be disturbed. The water came down on us. And we laughed like little children. Dobro! This is what we can learn from the rock. The rock is really situated very firmly on the coast and it has no problems when there are some waves. But then we threw some stick in the water and was going. If you are not absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you will be thrown away like a stick in this material world.
Ako niste apsorbirani u svjesnost Krišne, onda ćete biti bacani u ono kolo poput tog štapa.
Become a rock.
Postanite stijena.
If you are absorbed in Krishna and loving service to Krishna, the disturbances cannot get to your heart.
Ako ste apsorbirani u Krišnu, u ljubavno služenje Krišne, onda vas takve stvari ne mogu uznemiriti.
It is said, ordinary souls forget Krishna.
Rečeno je da obične osobe zaboravljaju Krishnu.
And they are always full of material anxieties.
I kako su uvijek pune materijalnih tiskova.
But devotees remember Krishna.
Ali bhakte se sjećaju Krishne.
And forget the material troubles and anxieties.
I zaboravljaju materijalne nevolje i tiskove.
It is a very nice rule. Ordinary people forget Krishna and are full of troubles. And devotees are full of Krishna and forget the troubles. But you must learn to become absorbed in the topics, means activities and qualities of Krishna.
Vi morate da naučite da budete apsorbirani u te aktivnosti povezane s Krišnom.
And this great personality on our Haridas can teach us this.
A ova uzvišena osoba Haridas nas može poučiti tome.
One day Maya came to him to allure him.
Jednog dana je došla samo Maya da ga zavede.
You are a saint and you can fulfill the desires of everyone. I'm burning with desires to have union with you. It is your duty to get me free from misery. And then she moved in a way that even Lord Brahma would have lost his patience.
I onda se kretala na takav način da bi čak i Brahma izgubio strpljenje.
Imagine, Maya comes at your door, Igor.
Zamislite da Maya dođe na tvoje vrata.
Maya means everything you are attracted to, but millions of times more attractive.
Maya znači sve ono za što si, čime si ti privučen, ali milion puta više privlačen.
It would be intense. Even great yogis have fallen down by just small representations of Maya. Maya personally can go into your brain and you don't know what you're thinking any longer. You are like in the Matrix. Haribol!
Maja može lično da uđe u svoj um i onda uopšte ne zna šta razmišlja, što je poput Matrixa.
Matrix means Maya?
Matrix znači Maja.
Yes. You are not yourself any longer.
Ti više nisi ti.
This is Maya.
To je Maya.
She's not just a little an ordinary girl with šminka.
To nije neka obična djevojka sa nekom šminkom.
No. Haridas said, you just sedite. Few more rounds and then I'm ready. But it became morning. Next evening Maya came again. More aggressive. Please sit. Wait. Soon I'm finished. She had to come a third evening. And then she also started, oh Krishna, Hari. She also became influenced by Haridas. My dear devotees, this is the power of Haridas. He can also influence you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, we should not think that a saint is dead. He is living. Therefore, some of us have started to worship Haridas a little bit.
I zato su neki od nas počeli da obožavaju malo Haridasa.
Now I who's here a computer person and yeah, Nitya Nayakari needs to translate. Or if you take your microphone like this, because you know Nityanandakari has put some nice things together on Haridas. Can you go to the beginning, please? But be careful to not lose it. Maybe it becomes angry, the computer, because of me. Haridas Thakur, yes. Here, please let us chant some verses in prayer of Haridas. First, listen to the translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namami Haridasam Tam.
Namami Haridasam Tam.
Chaitanyatam.
Chaitanyatam.
Chattat Prabhum.
Chattat Prabhum.
Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Namera mahima yenha, hima yena karila prakasha. All glories to Haridas Thakur.
Glories to Haridas
Thakur.
Sva slava Haridas Thakuru, koji je razotkrio važnost mantranja, svetog imena Gospodina.
Yes. Now we will turn to the prayers of Haridas. No. Sorpreso. upa means higher. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if I glorify Haridas for 100 years with 100 mouths, I would still not reach the end of his glories.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je govorio, ako budem slavio Haridasa stotinu godina sa stotinama usta, neću još uvijek doći do kraja njegovih slava.
And then Haridas said, Lord Chaitanya said, I want to say something.
I onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, želim nešto reći.
If one simply chants the name of Haridas without without what? Offense. One will certainly attain the abode of Krishna.
On je rekao, ako osoba je jednostavno samo izgovor ime Haridasa bez uvrede, on će sigurno da dostigne prebivalište.
Yes. This is actually Ananta Shesha speaking, not Chaitanya.
Ovo stvari govori Ananta Shesha, ne gospodin Chaitanya.
And then Lord Chaitanya, actually I know this by heart, then one day Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, I want to give you whatever you want, please ask me.
Jednog dana Čeitanja Mahaprabhu je rekao, Haridas, želim da ti dan što god želiš, molim te reci.
Haridas said, my lord,
i Haridas je rekao, moj gospodine,
I am not your devotee.
Ja nisam tvoj bhakta.
Prahlad chanted your name and remembered you, but I can, and was protected, but I cannot remember you.
Prahlad je izgovarao tvoje ime i sjećao te se, i tako bio zaštićen, ali ja te se ne mogu sjećati.
Ajamil, at the time of his death, chanted your name and remembered you.
Ajamila je u trenutku svoje smrti izgovarao tvoje ime i sjećao te se.
Draupadi chanted your name and remembered you.
Draupadi izgovarala tvoje ime i sjećala te se.
I also chant your name, but I cannot think of you.
Ja isto tako izgovaram tvoje ime, ali ne mogu misliti na tebe.
My mind is not working.
Moj um ne radi.
I cannot think of you.
Ne mogu misliti na tebe.
Therefore give me one blessing.
Zato molim te, daj mi jedan blagoslov.
Let me be born always amongst your devotees who speak about you.
Molim te, dopusti da uvijek budem rođen među tvojim baktama koji govore o tebi.
All I want is to eat secretly what is on left on their plate, what they did not want to eat. This will be my food.
I sve što želim je da mogu da tajno jedem ono što oni nisu mogli da pojedu. To će biti moja hrana.
Haridas, no, Lord Chaitanya just began to cry. What can I do with such a devotee? He embraced him. And he gave him prema, the highest gift, love. Lord Chaitanya is so impressed by tolerance and by forgiveness.
Gospodin Čejtanja bila tako impresioniran sa tolerancijom i opraštanjem.
But we need, please learn this art.
I molim vas, naučite tu umjetnost.
I will now make a tolerance workshop.
Sad ću da napravim jednu radionicu tolerancije.
I thought in the beginning I would do this workshop by just getting totally on your nerves and then see how long you can tolerate me.
Početku sam mislila da ću ovu radionicu napraviti tako što ću vidjeti na živce, da ću da vidim koliko je možda.
But I would become so highly unpopular that I wouldn't get any prasadam any longer from you. So I have decided to do it another tolerance workshop. Actually, the workshop will come tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. We are still a little bit in the text here. But there is some help.
Ta radionica radit ćemo sutra ili preko sutra, ali onaj sada postoji pomoć.
I must say, by my constitutional nature, I'm a Vata type, a little bit like Radha Kripa from the psychology. Vata, we are very easily disturbed by nature.
Po svojoj konstituciji, isn't it? Ja sam Vata tip, nešto slično kao što je Radha Kripa, dakle imamo takvu konstituciju da se vrlo lako se zavljamo.
Or our Gora Ari, he is also by constitution a Vata type. You can see when the hair falls out in young age, you are Vata a little. By the way, I'm already starting my tolerance workshop. but I will stop here. One can get very intense. Anyways, and it's very difficult for me to even tolerate cold. Those who know, you know, when I come, they always have to get an extra blanket and an extra heater in the room, and they smile when they come in my room. It's hot like hell, and I'm still, it's so cold in Serbia, what to do?
Ja sam isto tako osjetljena na hladnoću, ne mogu uopće da tolerišem, i oni koji me znaju da kada ja dolazim da moraju da nabave neko dodatno grijanje, neku grijalicu, neko ćebe ili nešto, da kad uđem u moju sobu onda sam uspiti jok, koji
je uvijek presa. And if someone is bad to me, I'm immediately totally finished, I cannot do anything. If someone leaves during a lecture, what a type thing, oh, no one likes me. I was thinking, how will I ever become Krishna conscious with such a Vata nature? How can I begin to tolerate? When something is wrong, I immediately go to the doctor. Prabhupada had 14 days, a rotten tooth, and his cheek was going boom, 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 bigger and bigger. He said, we can tolerate, no problem.
Ja čim mi nešto malo fali, odmah idem doktoru. A Prabhupada je 14 dana imao upaljen zub koji je samo onako naticao, da vam govorim, dobro, možemo mi to istolerisati.
I said, there's no chance. I might as well bloop from the Hare Krishna movement. I have, from the beginning, no chance. My vata is too high for spiritual life. And then I went to one lecture by one God brother, Gogovinda Maharaj, and he said something which really helped me, and I want to share this with you. He said tolerance is an inner power or strength. And the only source of tolerance is bhajan. You know, when you want muscles, you can have a muscle training program, push-ups, and so on and so forth.
Znate, kada želite da imate mišiće, onda imate određene vježbe za tijelo, sklekove i nešto.
If you want tolerance, you have to start a bhajan program.
Ako želite toleranciju, onda morate započeti sa bhajanom.
Because the moment you are absorbed, you feel secure.
Jer u trenutku kada postanete apsorbirani, onda ste i sigurni.
The reason why it's so difficult sometimes to tolerate is because we feel not protected or secure.
I razlog zašto nismo tolerantni je zato što se osjećamo nezaštićeno i nismo sigurni.
When you are very happy, someone can say, make blue to you, and you go like, blue, no problem.
I kada ste sretni, onda neko vam može napraviti neku facu, onda možete mu izbrati na isti način i nije vas
prišli. So when you are fulfilled in Krishna consciousness, you become like a rock to the disturbances, the wave-like disturbances of material, of the samsara, the ocean of material life.
I kada ste ispunjeni u svjesnosti Krišne, onda postajete kao stijena koja je otporna na te valove materijalne samsare.
If you only one time dive deep,
ako samo jednom zaronite duboko,
then and you come out you go in your bhajan deep, and then you come out to the normal consciousness, you will be protected because you brought a jewel from deep with you.
I ako samo jednom zaronite duboko u bhajan i izronite u normalnu svjesnost, onda ćete biti zaštićen zato što ćete iznijeti sa sobom jedan dragulj sa dna.
Krishna consciousness is like an ocean. If you are only on the surface of the ocean, the waves can shake you.
I svjesnost Krishna je poput okeana. Ako samo ostanete na površini, onda će vas ti valovi moći uznemiriti.
And if you are like most Hare Krishna people who just go a little deep,
i ako ste kao poput većine Hare Krishna ljudi koji idu samo malo duboko,
you will have some algs.
Dobit ćete neke
alge, yeah, like Kishori puts in the dal, some alge sometimes, yeah. But if you go very deep, you get the jewels on the ocean.
Ali ako odete jako duboko, onda ćete donijeti te dragulje sa dna.
If you come out of the ocean with some algae, they will soon be gone from the dryness of the wind.
Ako izađete samo sa nekim algama, one će brzo da nestanu zbog vjetra.
But if you come out of from the deep ocean of absorption, you have jewels with you.
Ali ako izađete sa dubine okeana, onda ćete imati sa sobom te dragulje.
Which make you happy.
And
you are not disturbed by anything, by what happens. You know, I'm very rich. On Saturday, that is tomorrow, we will have a very joyful absorption program. We have a very nice namyakya with some very interesting meditations. Actually, tomorrow in our class, I will teach you a meditation. We will actually meditate and go very deep in our consciousness. Some of us may not be able to come out of that state unless the horn comes for prasadam. It is so deep.
Sutra ćemo na seminaru ćemo raditi, ja ću vas naučiti jednoj meditaciji pomoću koje ćemo moći da idemo jako duboko i neki od vas će vjerojatno otići tako duboko da se neće moći vratiti nazad sve dok ne bude znak za prasadam.
And then we will actually request you in the Nam Yagya to meditate on the holy name. We will request you like this.
I onda ćemo na nama jagi ćemo vas zamoliti svi da meditirate na svetom imenu.
And it will work wonderful.
I to će prekrasno da funkcioniše.
You can't learn tolerance if you don't become deep.
Ne možete naučiti biti tolerantni ako ne postanete duboki.
Bhajan is the only thing to teach you tolerance.
Bhajan je jedina stvar koja vas može naučiti toleranciju.
Yes, there are some psychological helps.
Da, postoje određene psihološke pomoći.
You can, for instance, say to a person mentally, I forgive you.
Možete recimo reći mentalno, nekoj osobi opraštam.
Just say it again and again and again.
Samo ponavljaj to.
Even if you think you need cough.
Čak i ako misliš o tim.
But just saying it does something in the mind.
A samo izgovarajući to čini određene promjene.
Then you can say, I forgive also myself for my mistakes.
Da isto tako možete reći opraštam i samome sebi za svoje greške.
And in the end you can say it was an interesting learning situation with you.
I na kraju možete reći to je bila jedna situacija koju sam puno naučio.
Actually let us better say a helpful learning situation.
Bolje da kažemo jedna situacija koju sam dobio puno pomoći i puno sam naučio.
Because if you really think about everything you learned from everything, so you can say thank you my dear person that you have brought me this experience.
Zato što mi učimo iz svega i zato se možemo uvijek zahvaliti toj osobi za to iskustvo.
There are other psychological techniques to tolerate and forgive.
Imaju i druge neke psihološke tehnike da bismo tolerirali ili oprostili.
But really the strength, the snaga to forgive and to tolerate comes only from bhajan.
Ali prava snaga da bismo nešto tolerisali ili oprostili dolazi od bhajana.
And you know when you see these devotees in India, you know when the winter comes and all these Nam Vrati Babajis, they go like, oh, they don't have anything to dress.
I samo kada vidite te bhakte u Indiji, recimo kada dođe tamo zima i kad vidite te babađe koji su dali zavet pjevanje svetog imena i koji se tako tu smrzavaju.
And they very humbly go to your pullover and say. And you are, and then you get a translator and said, how long do you have anything to dress? Oh, since the last 20 years, no pullover, no blanket, Maharaj. Very cold in the winter, Vrindavan, no heat. Then you want to immediately send them to Govinda Gopal, you know, and with give him 20 blankets. He's a good man.
Yeah.
They're so tolerant, these Vaishnavas.
Te Vaishnavi su tako tolerantni.
Open wounds.
Imaju otvorene rane.
These people go like, go to the doctor, here you have 20 rupees.
Oh,
Radha's Kripa, Radha Kripa, Radha Kripa, wound going, no problem, no doctor, no need, no need. Then you go like, oh, I'll never become like this. They are in the ocean of bhajan. And therefore they have this tremendous strength. They can even also control the senses. They can tolerate the pushing of the senses, and that's a strong man. So please all join the Hare Krishna movement. Become strong in your bhajan. Make a program of your bhajan. And then you will get real strength. Hare Krishna. So we have come to the end here. Once again, oops, I want to say, let us not start the imitation program of Haridas Thakur. We won't be able to do this. But let us learn from Haridas Thakur. And let us chant. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa. Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Jaya Jaya Haridasa.
Hari bol.
Hari.